5-0. All right, we haven't discussed the situation yet, and here's my statement for the day. In the upcoming days or weeks, I must make a personal decision if I can or if I want to remain at WBAI. The current crisis at the station, which pretends to be about principles and process, is in fact, in my view, a smokescreen for great personal acrimony. The air here is filled with more than distrust, it's filled with hate, which has nothing to do with the on-air arguments being put forward, though they might exist. People who ostensibly share the same goals, fighting social injustice and maintaining an eye and an ear on the abuses of power, are at war with each other in these halls. Suggestions that people sit and find a route to locate a solution have gone unanswered. Persons who profess to be concerned about the world's injustices shout invectives, and letters being written to us are bitter, hateful, the antithesis of everything that drew many of us to this station in the first place. If indeed the Pacifica Board has an agenda to change the goals established over 50 years ago, let me suggest that an emergency meeting of the entire Pacifica Board be called, to be held in New York City, where staff members of WBAI can meet with them. For the board then must answer rumors and reports that they want to reshape, change, or alter the purposes of WBAI. Let us put a face on the people who are being depicted as the enemies of our dreams. Let us determine to what extent that is true. If they want to move WBAI and Pacifica into a bland, non-challenging network of community stations, then those of us who choose to can pack up our gears and leave. Or are the allegations about the board's intentions less threatening than we have been told? I don't know the answer. I reiterate what I said last week, that the firing of Bernard White and Sharan Harper without cause is repulsive to me. It appears to me that they were fired without cause. On both sides, the resulting anger has provoked a blurring of the original alleged principled reasons for differences. I've been accused of being silent, of not being adamant enough, avoiding confrontation. But I know that in my 50 years of activism, I've always seen people who arrive on the scene to out-left flank me, who challenge my commitment, spill invectives on me or others like me whose approach to conflict is to seek avenues of resolve rather than turning it into group therapy or public displays of rage. And many of those people who over the years have outflanked me as crisis evolves were never seen before and are never seen again. I've been in it for the long haul. The wounds will not heal by inaction, nor by shouts and threats which do little more than releasing individual tension. There's a world out there that needs careful scrutiny. And again, I say my enemies are the racial divisiveness of the city's mayor, the frightening prospect of John Ashcroft as attorney general, the draconian Rockefeller drug laws that have incarcerated nearly 25,000 New York men and women, and the blanding of America, or the Bush blanding of America. Those are my enemies. Those are the people that make me want to get on the air and ignite people to change and to action. The voices at this station must be directed towards those evils, and it can only happen if the main people involved in this increasingly personal, not principled dispute find the means to end this. The first step would be the rehiring of Bernard White and Sharan Harper and lifting the absurd ban on people barred without cause. But considering all of the trauma counselors that exist in this city, there must be people who can come here and bring the disparate parties together and find an avenue outside of shouting and screaming and name-calling. That is the challenge for the people here, and let us see if they're up to it. If they're not, and this continues like this, David isn't sure how long he can stay. I'm going to play an Odetta record and tell you how you can get it. Unemployment Blues.